Yes. Well, both of our guests on today's show are artists creating success with multiple streams of income. First, we're going to talk with artist Susan Morosik about her highly entertaining and successful Pondering Pool product line. I just love her products. And next, Gail Rappaport-Weiland will share profiting from your soul's calling by creating multiple streams of income. So, Catherine, are you ready to introduce?
Susan, I have you unmuted. I know, but I want to say something first, okay? When we first moved to Paulsville, Washington, I went and investigated. There's a little bookstore downtown, and I walked in and I saw your cards. I was laughing so hard, they almost kicked me out of the store. I am so honored to have you on the show. You are you're an incredible example of following your heart and following your dreams and following your intuition. And you blow me away. Awesome. I'm so glad. But listen, I have an official introduction for you. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
Anyway. Susan is the artist and author of Pondering Pool, cards and posters that take us on a whimsical journey into wisdom, truth, and laughter, capturing the essence of women's emotional challenges and celebrations. Creative all her life, Susan has followed her heart's calling creatively as an adult, including drawing, pottery, sculpting, painting, illustrating, and writing, all leading her to Pondering Pool. And lately, she's gotten back into working with clay, making her characters come into 3D life. And Susan, your writing, if you look at Susan's webpage, it's just delightful just to even read the webpage, Susan. It's just, I love it. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. So, Susan, how do you think your childhood affected your creativity? Did something happen that changed, you or anything, or added to your creativity?
Oh, absolutely. It all came from the childhood and the dysfunction and having close siblings to laugh with.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we got through, was the laughter. And we were creative from a very early age, and if I had not had that situation at home, I doubt I wouldn't know how to be doing what I'm doing now, expressing it this way. Yeah.
Susan, I just had an idea. For any of our listeners who would like to, while you listen to Susan, go to her website, which is, you want to give it to people real quick? So
sure.
Just kind of, as you're talking, they can see what you do.
Okay. It's, www.ponderingpool.com. Very simple.
Very simple.
How did the name come to you, Susan? I'm curious how the name came to you. This is Cheryl.
Well, I wrote a story. It was a little teeny tiny short story, and it was about the pondering pool, but it had nothing to do with this pondering pool. It was just about a place. It was a little sci-fi story about a place where people hung upside down by golden fish, and they cogitated constantly because they were like the ponderers. So as I was creating this and thinking of a name, it just came to me, and I thought that must be why I wrote the story, and I used that name. It was perfect. Yeah.
So how did the characters come to you? Susan, do you dream your characters? Do they come to you in your dreams?
Everybody wants to know that. No, I dream fantastical dreams, but the characters don't come from there.
really?
They just come. God, they just come. It's like they introduce themselves. And I do the writing first, so the writings are just writings from my journals, and it's all pretty much stream of consciousness guided by how I'm feeling, obviously, and who I am. And then when I get ready to do cards, I just go through and look at what I feel like illustrating. And I have underlined certain things that amuse me or affect me in some way. And then I pluck those out and decide what to illustrate. And the people, they've sort of evolved over time. I've always done portraits. I've always loved doing people.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to do, you know, I'm in the Southwest, and I hate Southwest scenery aesthetics. So I had to find something to do that amused me that would sell here. And I finally came up with some saloon women that are pretty elongated. They're in the fine arts section on my website.
I see.
And they were sort of the entry into this kind of person. But now I've gone way over the deep end, and I don't even notice people have thin necks or big feet anymore.
if you have a down day, go find a bookstore where Susan's cards are. It'll whip you up.
Do you name your characters, Susan, as you're working with them?
Often, it's not necessarily when I'm working with them, but when I'm writing, the names come to me, and then perhaps that will transfer to, you know, an actual illustration. But generally, I don't name the illustrations because they're for everybody, you know. It's not so personal.
Well, I'm kind of curious, Susan, because I took a class on children's book illustrating, and I am not an illustrator. I'm just wondering how you segued from fine art into illustration. To me, I mean, illustration is just quite different, and you just are so phenomenal at it. Was it a difficult transition?
No, it was like the easiest thing ever. What I was meant to do, I think. I still thought of it as fine art. It was just that my medium changed because the cards I do digitally. I'll draw them in pencil and then scan them in and paint them in Photoshop.
I would have never known.
I know. They don't look that way.
They don't look like it, no.
I think in Photoshop you can do whatever you want as long as you know how to paint, you know, how to just in general.
Right.
You can use those tools.
You do an awesome job. To me, they look like they were painted.
Thank you. Well, it gives you.
Is there a reason you prefer to do it on the computer, paint on the computer, than just paint them, you know, with paint
straight out? At first, it was fun and it was a new medium, and I don't know. It made it easier, I thought, to go into print with them after that. I can't even remember. I'm not sure why I started that way, but it was quicker. And then personal things happened in my life, and my creativity was stunted, as happens. And it was just then it was really a crutch. And I haven't painted for quite some time now, not with any consistency. Pardon?
Do you miss that? Do you miss the painting?
Oh God, yeah, I very much miss it. My whole process has changed since these things have happened in my life, and I was very refined before, and I knew, you know, I would go through the process of making a sketch, making thumbnail color sketches, you know, and planning out what I was going to do, and now pretty much it comes through me instead of me controlling it. And I know a lot of people love to work that way, but when I'm painting...
Yeah.
I don't like to. So
interesting. It sounds to me like you're just really in touch with yourself and with your that whole creative process, Susan. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. Yes. And you have a sister that you often talk about who's been a great inspiration to you too. You want to share a little bit about your relationship with your sister and how you two have helped each other through the years?
Well, okay. Well, I have a great family, so we're all close, but this sister in particular, well, she passed away. I don't know if you knew that. Almost 2 years ago now. And she had a very difficult life. She was the one who was most affected by the problems at home, and she had a lot of brain disorders and this and that, so she could never go out in the world to function. However, she was brilliant and creative and hysterical, and she was my muse. We would write together. She was the writer. She started writing when she was about 12, just a phenomenal writer, a lot of poetry and stuff. As we aged, well, we were always there for each other, helping each other and laughing. That's mostly what we did was laugh. So as we got older, I began to write, when I began to write, we would have writing sessions and we would call each other at all hours and be hysterical and say, can you believe us? You know, we would just be so, we were just overjoyed to be doing this together. And then she started drawing. So we had a back and forth going on for many years. And I don't know. I also don't think I would be doing the cards if it weren't for her, because they're about our life. They're about what we went through. And she is, well, several of my family show up in the cards, but she shows up probably the most. And she's woven through them because she helped me, you know, in the beginning.
Right.
She would go over my writings with me and tell me which image she liked and, you know, all of that stuff. So, an instrumental. And when she went, it was not a pretty picture.
I can only imagine when you lose someone that close to you.
She's
probably still muse. She's probably still your muse, just from a little different realm, I would imagine.
Yeah, she absolutely is. She absolutely is. And I could go on about that, too, but I won't. The sculptures that I'm doing, the mixed media work that I'm doing now, I'm sure she has something to do with that. And in fact, I did a piece for a show called Art That Heals, and it was, it was for all sorts of art, from Mandela's to Buddha's to, I don't know, to the things that I do, which are just gut-related art about someone or something. And what I entered there was a sculpture of her. It was one of the first mixed medias I did, and it's just exactly like, so it's her dancing, and just it's a combination of angst and humor and compassion and all sorts of things that she was. And it's awesome. So it's very inspiring, and
I have a question about your sculptures. Is it clay that you're working in, or what? What are you working
in? It's mixed. Right now it's mixed. It's clay, sticks, styrofoam, mesh, cloth, paint, baubles, whatever.
Totally mixed media. Right.
Yeah.
I love them.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll be introducing them to everybody fairly soon. They're not quite ready.
Yeah, I'm glad.
they're just delightful, and
Susan, what is your greatest challenge?
A couple of them. Not having enough time to do everything I want because the idea is coming. And still being frustrated that I'm not seeing like I want to see in order to get everything done. You know, my artist's eye still I'm still struggling with that. So those are the challenges. But other than that, yeah, it's all right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Susan, I'm curious. I think you shared before that you and your husband, he kind of runs the company, and you're the creative and inspiration. But I'm wondering how you've grown. You know, a lot of artists start out, and you've had about 8 years now to grow the business, and how you've kept it at a an easy to grow rate and not been overwhelmed, because sometimes things just take off and you can't keep up. I'm just wondering how you've been able to keep up with it.
Well, we wouldn't mind if it took off and we couldn't keep up with it. That would be great. But we've always just let our guts lead, and we've always kept true to keeping the product exactly the way it was originally. Unadulterated by what people wanted, let's put it that way, because we figured it was working, and I need to just stay, I can't do it unless it's true to me. So we've at first we went out and sought our reps and the stores, and my mother was our first rep in Colorado, and she did great. And then that sort of quickly turned around to them, coming to, well, now it's a back and forth, and then the website grew, and we just, I'm sort of, not ashamed to say, but we haven't put any effort into marketing. It's just had a life of its own. And a
picture that your work stands for itself, definitely. And I think that's, especially, I don't know what it is, but it's like when I was in the bookstore, the man that owned the store came over and goes, I don't know why women just really laugh at these things. I don't get it.
I know. There's a lot of people that don't get it. You either get it or you don't get it.
You
get it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
I get it. It's just, they're hilarious.
Thanks.
Yes, well, also, Susan, I think you just said something that it's really important. You stayed true to what you wanted to, create and didn't fall into that. I think it's a trap of people telling you what they wanted and you tried to fit into that mold. And I think you had mentioned in an interview you did that that's what happened to you in Arizona and that you were trying to paint to please the Southwest type thing and you just couldn't do it because it wasn't who you were.
That's right, yeah. I feel very strongly about that.
Yes, and it does start your creative flow,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So what are your, I'm just curious, when your three-dimensional characters are going to make their debut, you said pretty soon.
I can't say. I just began them, and now I'm working on, a friend and I are working on putting together workshops for this one in particular for troubled kids. And I want to use this style, not with the sticks necessarily, but, the style of mixed media and just letting whatever happens happen. So once we get that taken care of, that'll be in the next month or so, then I'll know better what kind of time. And I have to make new cards, so I have certain obligations. I imagine in the next, 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
So by fall, definitely, then, most likely. Yes. It's going to be fun to see them three-dimensional. I just love three-dimensional anything like that for women. I've got little fairies, three-dimensional fairies hanging over my desk, and I just love them.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I hope you're going to do some hanging ones so you can hang them in the corner and let them kind of.
I'm dying to do hanging things. I want things that are flying and hanging like a mobile and just all kinds of ideas.
Way.
Your product is just so perfect for, we talked before about cups and aprons and just almost anything that women, we like to wear. I can even see them on oven mitts.
I know. I actually thought about that. Well, a friend of mine did. They could be. Yeah. They can translate to pretty much anything. But, the logistics of that is something different again.
Yeah.
Getting it all done. Yeah. And that's where you have to, you have to hold on to, stay true to yourself that way. And as soon as you hand it over to somebody to do that, things change, and we haven't wanted to go that route.
That's a really important point to make for artists and even small business owners. What works for you? And I once heard a woman speak, and she had a wonderful, she did these really nice little decorative pillows, and then her business grew and grew and grew, and pretty soon she had all these employees, and she was in a warehouse, and then all of a sudden, she wasn't having fun anymore. And what she realized is she couldn't walk pick her daughter up from the bus stop every day and all. So she chose to scale back down, not as small as she originally started, but to create a balance in her life so she could continue to enjoy the one-on-one interaction with her clients, too. And I've never forgotten that because, not all of us want to go huge and turn it over and have to manage other people.
Absolutely. I know. Well, I wouldn't mind my husband being able to do what he wants to do, and we can turn over that part to somebody, but that we would still have we'd still have control. So just like have a fulfillment center dealing with that, but I would never turn over creative control to somebody.
No, no, definitely not. No, fulfillment centers are terrific. They're I've always thought that would be an ideal small business for some women who stay at home, too, because fulfillment in cottage industry, sometimes artists, different products can be put together by somebody else and then finished at the studio. You know, it's just kind of rote work, and then the artist does the final work on it.
Right.
And they're just terrific ways for women, women who are creative, to do something at home and earn a little extra money. So, fulfillment is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. We've thought about that, too, because I've been doing some other sculpting with pure clay, and I'm thinking about having them cast, so I would have little, people running around.
I think that'd be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
But I need someone to do that.
Yeah.
So you don't have a caster?
We were actually experimenting with it ourselves, but what I was thinking is having some people. I would like to give the work to people who are, don't have it so great and need a way to make some money.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, I don't know if you ever listened to our phone call with Robin, who Robin and John Davis make the rattles, the heart rattles. You may have seen them in some stores and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of her goals also, is to be able to help women at home, help people who could use a little extra income coming in, and have that enjoyment of doing something fulfilling too.
That's what I was going to say, feeling good about themselves. Yeah,
exactly.
She's been doing this she's serious about this. She's done a lot of research. So, we'll send you her email connection, because she could probably give you some really good advice. They've been doing this for, more than 12 years, having people make some of their products. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, just as an aside, I there's a fellow up here that does molds, and I actually called the original mold maker, and he sold the business, but he said it's only about $120 to do a mold, and I thought, wow, that's pretty reasonable. Yeah,
it is very reasonable. Yeah.
Well, this was something about 8 to 10 inches tall, not real big.
Sure.
So.
Sure. And even then, you have one mold, and then you get to make a bunch of things, so it's very worthwhile. Yeah.
Oh, that's something else too. Hans Wilhelm, his wife makes these pigs, and she has a mold. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she paints them and paints them differently too, which is another way of doing it also. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right. We'll send you their contact information.
That'd be great.
It's so good to learn from someone who's already done. I would just love to see more of your characters out there, because they are characters.
They have so much
attitude.
Susan, I don't know if you are aware of how many people you have affected with your artwork. That people see your work and they remember. I gave one of your cards to some of my sisters, and I just found out the other day that one of my sisters has it up in her office where she can see it all the time. I held on to your cards. I didn't want to release them.
That happens.
I gave them away.
Yeah.
But, it's a true gift that you have, and I just want to honor
Thank you.
You know, for following your heart. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Yeah. That's been really the best part of this has been that I hear from people, and I cannot believe the way it's affected people, and I feel really fortunate. Blessed and what a way to get to live.
<That's>
wonderful.
Oh, I know, fulfilling your soul's calling.
That's right.
Well, this has been wonderful, Susan. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We just really enjoy you, and it's just wonderful. And want to give your website again to our listeners?
Okay, it's www.ponderingpool.com.
And they can go to your website and find stores that might be nearby to purchase your cards.
Actually, they would email us for that information. We don't yet have the stores listed there. But they can give us an email and we'll send them the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Wonderful.
Well, thank you guys.
Is there anything, any last things you want to say that are on your mind before we have to end?
Okay. Any words of wisdom or
anything? Yes.
Yeah. I wish I had some.
They're all in your cards.
Yes, yeah, all in the cards, really. People expect me to speak, and I don't have anything left to say, you know. But no, I would say to people, please follow your heart, your gut, and don't stop yourself before you even try, because everyone's supposed to be doing what they are, you know, what they're intended for. And and I see so many people stuck and wishing they weren't, and being afraid to take the steps or to even try, because they have it in their head from something someone once said, you know, that that's not for them. And, oh, God, it so is. And also, I would still also highly recommend The Artist's Way. I recommend that to anybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
That book sure got me going, I tell you. It's classic.
It really is.
Well, that's great wisdom, Susan. Thank you for sharing. That's really great.
Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to getting notification about when your sculptures are going to be available.
Okay, yes. I'll let you know. And thank you guys for having me. It was fun.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Have a great evening, Susan. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.